This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You are invited. If you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Boy, do we have some, well, as usual, terrible news.
I mean, I predicted, what are we into, the third week going into of
at least
Corona Madness? I predicted when I decided to first start talking about it on air that things would get, well, a lot more dumb. And it's not hard to predict that when the government's involved. You know, they like to... You know, think that they say that they're doing something to help folks out, but really they just dump fire on a mess and make it worse. Seems to be the way things go. So, true to form, things have gotten much dumber.
Oh, I would say scary is a better word than dumb. Tyrannical is a better word than dumb, because that's what's happening here. I mean, this is a total police state that we are seeing appear around us. Now, in the past on Free Talk Live, as much as more than a decade ago,
yeah,
we had asked questions on the air of people like, well, what would make you believe that it is a police state if you don't think it is now?
Right.
We thought it was, you know, it had
a
some hallmarks.
Ago,
that, yeah, more than a decade ago after 9/11, you had the Department of Homeland Security that was put into place. And
the Unpatriotic Act.
TSA, of course, brought in. The TSA was actually doing, like, they had what they call the Viper team, VIPR.
Oh, yeah.
They would go to, like, bus stops and harass people and search them. And,
yeah.
And then, of course, the internal checkpoints came about as well. So there's all these, like, really creepy police state things that have been going on for, you know, a couple of decades at least. I mean, and then that ignores what happened in the 1990s as well. I mean, Waco, of course, was just a horrifying thing that the federal government pulled on some peaceful people. So, you know, we'd ask that question of, well, if you don't think it's a police state, because some people would say, well, that's not a police state. Okay, well, what are your criteria?
Right.
If this not now is not a police state, then what would make you say, all right, it's a police state.
Right.
You know, what are the things that you have to see happen? Apparently, internal checkpoints wasn't one of them, because we already have those inside like 100 miles of the southern and northern borders.
Yeah, and that's such a generous, you know, border, right? 100 miles. Wow. You know, I mean, that's dumb.
That's a lot.
It's dumb.
So, you know, people that live in those areas have to go through those checkpoints every day if they're going to work, if there's one on the way to work. And so maybe if you had to go through a checkpoint regularly, maybe that would make you think, this looks like a police state. Maybe if you had some uniformed man with a gun stopping you as you're trying to go to the grocery store and demanding from you your papers, demanding from you to know where you're going, from where you're coming, and asking you whatever other questions he feels like asking you. Would that make you think that you live in a police state?
I mean, I already think and feel that we do and have for,
right.
I mean, maybe even possibly as long as I've been alive. I haven't gone back that far into history to determine if the criteria that I think meet a police state have applied since I was born. But certainly in the last decade, for certain, I think all of the check boxes for me have been there.
Mm-hmm.
That yes, you know, we are in a police state. But what were the, you know, the top three that you said that you would ask people?
Oh, I don't know if they even had answers. I don't remember.
Really?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm guessing
it's more of a question for people listening, right? Like, If you don't think it's a police state, what is it that would make you think it's a police state? And if you want to call in about that, you're welcome too. But there's, of course, a whole lot that's been done in just the last few weeks.
Yeah. Well, for me, police state, like stop and frisk, unwarranted search and seizure, right?
They've been doing
TSA,
that.
TSA, right? So the real, you know, overt sort of visual one that I think most people would mm-hmm. agree with, I would hope they would be, checkpoints.
Checkpoints seems real obvious to me. Now, of course, you mentioned search and seizure. The war on drugs brought about a major advance in the police statiness around the United States with countless tens of thousands of raids. I think the last numbers I saw were like 40 to 50,000 police raids every single year across the United States, the super majority of which are not for like some crazed lunatic killer hiding out in his home, but instead for drug dealers.
Right.
Which, again, is a completely peaceful act that has nothing to do with any victims. It's a victimless crime.
Well, and the part behind all that, too, of course, is civil asset forfeiture.
Sure.
So within that, not only, you know, do you have the police action and the raids and all that? But then, like, they're just liberating. They're just taking your stuff with no, you don't have any recourse.
Very
they just take
little.
It, it's gone.
And we have seen, I mean, to be fair, we have seen some civil asset forfeiture reform in certain states around the United States in recent years. So there's been some progress on that matter.
At all, man.
But that doesn't mean that it's not a police state. The police state has gotten worse in just the last 3 weeks. Captain Kickass, you have a story about how it's expanding now in the state of Florida. We've heard calls from people to shut down state borders. Like, I've heard people in New Hampshire, which is where we are, calling to shut down the border of Massachusetts to stop people from coming in here from that particular state. I don't know if that's just because they don't like the mass holes or they don't want the those people coming and buying things from the grocery store.
No, I think it had to do with Massachusetts closing liquor stores.
No,
something
not doing
like that.
That.
No,
I thought that's an essential service.
Well, I thought that there was something about that.
They're closing
the
marijuana stores. Apparently.
Oh, maybe that. They're not closing them in Seattle. Apparently,
that's good.
The marijuana stores apparently are essential services.
I mean, I don't disagree with that.
But yeah,
I think everybody's business is essential to their lifestyle. Essential to their, you know, ability to provide for their loved ones.
I mean, you should be able to self-medicate, too, right? Marijuana obviously has some medicinal qualities. It's been used that way far longer than the legal system has been around. And so to prevent people from using it, I think, is dumb. But this particular article sort of hides it doesn't really hide, but it's an afterthought almost. So the headline reads, Governor DeSantis suspends vacation rentals in Florida, comma, orders checkpoints on roads. And I read that, and that's what I said. I said, oh my gosh, checkpoints, are you serious? This is, you know, it's taken it a step too far.
Well, that's really interesting because I had a story from this week. It was published just 4 days ago at Politico.com about this DeSantis guy, the governor there, making it sound like he was against all shuttering the economy down or whatever. They say he's grown more defiant. On Monday, instead of buckling to political pressure to issue a shelter-in-place order, he said he would restrict visitors coming into the state from coronavirus hotspots, including New York, and then he's ignoring pleas from Florida Democrats to be more aggressive. So this is a hit piece against DeSantis that's all about how he's not doing enough. Now you're saying 4 days later he's ordering checkpoints.
Yeah, this is from WCJB.com. Tallahassee, Florida, from WTXL is where this was being reported from on this mm-hmm. website. Governor Ron DeSantis is ordering that checkpoints be installed along Florida's roads to account for traveling drivers and has also suspended all new vacation rentals in Florida for the next 14 days. DeSantis made the announcement during a press conference on Friday. For the next 14 days, new vacation rentals will not be permitted. Those already here can finish their trip, according to DeSantis, but are encouraged to go home as soon as possible. DeSantis also ordered that checkpoints be installed along the state's major roads that come into Florida, particularly the panhandle from the Gulf Coast, including I-10. These checkpoints do not apply to commercial drivers, apparently. So,
interesting.
I guess they're letting truckers through.
That's unusual because if you look at like what if you're a professional driver and that's what you do for a living, you drive a truck, you are subjected to all kinds of checkpoints yeah. that typical drivers are not. Way stations.
Yeah, they probably figure they have them covered, right?
But inspection stations.
Yeah. Licensing, way stations.
So now everyone is going to have to go through checkpoints if they want to come into Florida. That's what's happening here. 855-450-FREE. You want to tell us how you feel about this? 855-450-FREE. Does this make you feel safe?
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, Florida, the state of Florida, governor there announcing that they're going to be putting checkpoints into play as at the state borders, in the northern borders of Florida to, I guess, and we're going to get into more about the story here because we've just barely started it, Captain Kickass. You've got it from whatever, some news station down in Florida in Tallahassee.
WCJB.com is where the
they're going to be stopping all non-commercial traffic, so truckers won't be stopped at these checkpoints. Of course, they've got their own checkpoints that they regularly are stopped at and harassed by government goons. But now government goons will be stopping everyone, apparently, coming into the state of Florida, which... It's interesting because I heard that I think it was the New Hampshire governor, Sununu, made a statement recently that no governor is allowed to close their state borders. And then 2 days later, you've got, oh, well, they're not closed. Our borders aren't closed. We just put checkpoints at them.
I mean, I know
we'll
that...
We'll turn you around if we don't want you, but they're not closed.
I know that you've been around long enough to know that... The state doesn't follow any rules.
No, they do what they want.
They just do whatever they want.
Yeah, and under a so-called state of emergency, it basically wipes out any kind of, like, constitutional protections, or at least that's what they want you to believe.
Yeah.
Now, of course, in theory, the Constitution's supposed to be the supreme law of the land, but...
I mean, I have news
for... Good luck with that.
...for probably some of our listeners out there. Your rights don't end just because there's a virus.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, just accept that statement for what it is because it's a fact. It's true.
I agree with you there. We're going to go to your phone calls. You've got more to this story about the checkpoints on the way. But I also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Right now, Bitcoin is floating at about $6,200 per Bitcoin. And that is down significantly from where it was a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, where it was around $10,000, $9,500. So it might be a good time to start taking this pretty seriously, especially with the other topic we can talk about tonight, the $2.2 trillion bailout package that they just signed, that Trump just signed yesterday. They're going to be cranking out the money from the printing presses, which is going to mean that likely the value of the dollar is going to go down.
Give me liberty or give me 12. $100.
Yeah, as it has done, of course, over the last 100 years or so. But Bitcoin.com can inform you about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. It's a good time to start learning about this. You got more time on your hands now than ever, likely, if you are your typical employed person or now unemployed person or furloughed person. So get on over to Bitcoin.com and you can go through their introductory kind of portion of the site.
And literally getting into Bitcoin and all of the things that surround it, these are marketable skills that you might be able to use to enhance your future.
Yep, so Bitcoin.com. Get on over there. Let's go to your phone calls and start things out with Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi,
instead of talking New Hampshire plague, how about we talk about a New Hampshire spring? This is an opportunity for us to make the most it's an opportunity for free staters to shine, right? I mean,
free staters are people who migrated to New Hampshire, who are libertarians, voluntarists, maybe liberty-loving anarchists. They've been migrating here for the last roughly 15 years. So what about them?
Well, it's an opportunity for us to shine. It's, standing up to the government is what we're here for, and I can't think of a better time to do it than a time when it's being discouraged. So, I did a demonstration today that may have been an act of civil disobedience. I just, went to the nearest intersection, basically, and held a sign. And this was considered such a bizarre act that the media showed up.
Really?
What was the sign, Dave?
Just one guy with a kind of boring sign, it was the Keene Sentinel. I didn't get any. I mean, I've had previous. I guess Keene Sentinel was actually the third media outlet that covered it.
What did the sign say?
It just says, don't give up your right to protest. NHExit.com.
NHExit being the idea of New Hampshire seceding from the United States. And I wonder if people would be more or less susceptible to a message of secession during this time.
Both, I guess.
Mm. Okay. Did the news media just happen to see you there, or had you sent out a press release about this?
I sent out a news release.
Interesting.
And two outlets covered it before it happened, and then the media, and then the Sentinel Center sent a photographer. But the goal here, what I want to do, I want to inspire everyone in New Hampshire to, who can safely do so, go to an intersection with a sign. You know, I mean, if they're telling us that we shouldn't, then that's exactly what we should. As long as it's harmless.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. Like, the time for civil disobedience, the time to say no is definitely upon us. There's a faction of people in the world right now who want to tell you things like, now is not the time to do civil disobedience.
There are libertarians who are saying now is not the time.
Well, they're wrong, because any time the state is infringing upon your rights is the time.
But what
and
will
so
your neighbors think?
The time.
But they'll think that you're a bad person because you're going outside of your house.
I've never really...
You could put people in danger.
I've never really cared what my neighbors think about me, so perhaps I'm speaking.
Well, that's why we get along.
It's not the time to do irresponsible stuff, right? I mean, if you're endangering others in some way, then that's not good. But
right.
Well,
I mean,
it's generally a bad idea to endanger others. I would say there's never a good time to endanger others. That does not go well. You're not going to bring anybody on board if you're out there causing a danger to people. But some people believe that the act of simply leaving your home is endangering others. And even though there's no actual evidence for that, because if I'm out, and you, Captain Kickass, you were out with me last night. We had a group gathering in Central Square here in downtown Keene. We had 9 people show up, so we weren't able to reach 11, which would have made it an extra civilly disobedient event.
Yep.
But there is a so-called stay-at-home order in place in New Hampshire. Now, there are some carve-outs on that particular order, but regardless, we went out and we had a good time. But there are some people who are being very nasty, apparently, about this. Aria, who's one of our co-hosts, who was out with us last night, posted a few photos from social media of some so-called libertarians who are railing against this. Other people, like commenters on the freekeen.com blog, basically calling for our deaths because we could be somehow putting people in jeopardy. And I just don't understand the mentality there. If you want to stay home, stay home.
Yeah, you're free to stay home.
If you're at home, I'm not putting you in jeopardy.
Right.
Well, you know, I think it might have been better. I don't know. I mean, I hope that you stayed 6 feet apart. It's better if you're not in, you know, exposing anyone to anything. There may have been a better way to do this, but the thing is, I always like to say, oh, I guess I said this last night, but it's like I call it the Yugoslavia 1940 phenomenon, where the Yugo army decided it was going to try to defend every single border against Hitler. It was impossible to do when they should have just taken the army straight to Bosnia, which was defendable, right? And for us, you know, we don't have to do civil disobedience on every issue or every new order. We can do it without endangering anyone, without being within 3 feet of anyone. There's plenty of things they're telling us not to do.
Well, now you've got people saying that 24 feet is the minimum distance. Are you going to start doing that, too? Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. And we got more on these checkpoints that are apparently coming to the state of Florida. Not sure how soon. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe already. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was in Virginia to see off a U.S. Navy ship heading to New York to help with the pandemic response.
Skilled sailors and civilian mariners aboard this ship will provide a critical surge capacity for the New York metropolitan area Their mission will be to care for New Yorkers who do not have the virus but who require urgent care.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing back election dates.
We're supposed to have a presidential primary election that's coming up on April 28th. I don't think it's wise to be bringing a lot of people to one location to vote. A lot of people touching one doorknob, a lot of people touching one pen. So we are going to delay that and link it to an election that was previously scheduled on June 23rd.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. There, as always, with these, in these Corona days, there's a lot to cover, a lot to talk about, way more than we can possibly get on the air. We were just bemoaning this during the break because
3 hours is not enough.
There's really, you know, and in the past, there have been days where I've been like, yeah, there's nothing in the news. Let's dig into the evergreen archives. You know, what stuff have I been bookmarking for the last month? But now I don't have that problem anymore. Yeah, now it's like, my God, there's just so much that we should be talking about that we're just not going to have a chance to. I definitely do want to cover this $2 trillion so-called stimulus bill on the way here, because I'm sure a lot of people are happy about this because they're going to get a check. But
I'm going to get my government cheese.
There's a bit of a dark side. And also, speaking of dark sides, suicide calls to hotlines are dramatically increasing right now.
And we thought this would happen, right?
That's right, we did.
The isolation of everybody and the lack of human contact and, you know, the disturbance in the force overall, right?
Yep, so these are all things we can discuss here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts welcome. Also, Captain Kickass has this story about Florida checkpoints going into place within the next couple of weeks, apparently. We'll tell you more about that on the way here. Also, I want you to know about Intercoin. Intercoin's working to make cryptocurrency go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here's your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. And Free Talk Live listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Jerome, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, on WTMA. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, hello. Donald Trump is the new socialist president now.
Okay? He's been a socialist. Yeah. All Republicans are a socialist.
They can't stick that on Bernie, you know. Oh, the Republicans, the Democrats, the socialist Democrats, the socialist to Bernie Sanders. Yeah, well, all this money you send out, this is basically vote buying, okay? This is because he's worried about getting reelected. This is like vote buying to appease the public.
That's what it is.
Hey, Jerome, yeah. I have a question for you. If the United States government is just able to print up to $2 trillion at a time and, give
Trump
that away.
Said it was $6.2 trillion when he signed the bill.
And give it away to whomever they decide, however they want. Then why does anybody pay taxes?
Look, I don't know. Good Look, question. All I know is this is the socialist president of America.
He just
America
knows he doesn't
now.
Like Trump that much.
Yeah,
he knows.
No, I just don't know. Because, look. He's calling people names. Hey, did you catch what he called the reporter the other day?
No.
He asked him about ventilators. Hey, don't be a cutie pie. Hey, don't be a wise guy. Hey, by the way, one other thing I need to mention. Wilbur Ross, this Commerce Secretary, made a comment back in January that there just seems to find its way to the airwaves, and the comment was the COVID-19 virus will be good for the economy. Hey, Wilbur,
that's
you
ridiculous.
Still feel that way?
That's a ridiculous statement.
Yeah, well, he said it, but it never made the
Well, there's a certain economic fallacy, Jerome, called the broken window fallacy, and a lot of people believe in this, where they believe that if something is destroyed, that somehow is good for the economy. The old example is the shop owner or whatever has his window broken by some street hoodlum or whatever, some kid, and that this is good because now the glassmaker is going to get business, and, you know, this is going to mean that this economic activity would happen that wouldn't have otherwise happened. But what is unseen in that particular circumstance, because you can see the activity surrounding replacing the window, but what is unseen is the fact that the business owner or the person whose glass was broken now has however much money that costs, right, like hundreds of dollars less that they could have used to do something more productive with for their business that they were planning on, you know, doing an upgrade somewhere in the store or maybe giving a bonus to one of their employees or going on vacation. Or
better marketing whatever.
So this is what this statement that you're saying from this bureaucrat is, I think, evidence of the broken window fallacy where he believes...
Name's Wilbur Ross.
I'm going to forget
he's
that in another 10
secretary.
Seconds. Yeah, that means nothing to me. He's just as the same as any other commerce secretary before him and will be just the same as anyone after him. They're all a bunch of scum. They're thugs, and I want nothing to do with them. Thank you, Jerome. I appreciate the call.
Also, never trust a man with two first names.
All right, we continue here. Robert is in Charleston, South Carolina, also listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm a bicyclist, and I have experience riding in Florida, South Carolina, the Washington, D.C. area, the New York City area, and other areas of the country, and the policemen and the people who do construction, you know, and have these little detours, they're all very, very, very friendly to me. I've never had a problem with any of them. As a matter of fact, when I left Florida, they said to me, you know, up there, you know, it's cold up there. You really want to go up there? Why don't you stay in Florida? They wanted me to...
So you must not be a black man then, huh?
No, I happen to be white, but I...
Oh, okay, that probably helps.
Well, yeah, but...
Are you long-haired hippie?
No, I'm not.
No, that probably helps too then.
Also helps if you're docile and compliant.
Yeah, so what did you call? Is just praise the police for being so nice to you?
They are a very, very nice group of people. I've never met a nicer group.
These people are not nice. What they do as a job is threaten people's lives in order to get them to do what they say. If you don't pull over for those cops, they run you off the road. And if you don't do what they say, they will shoot you if necessary.
They extort money from you.
That
they
is not
enforce
nice.
Victimless laws that have nothing to do with safety or security for anybody.
So I'm sure you'd feel good if you went through a checkpoint, right? Would that make you feel safe and secure, Robert?
Do you know that I belong to the police choir in Dresden, and they were so kind to me?
Wouldn't surprise me. Did you lick their boots, too, while you were at it?
No.
Yeah, I bet you did. If you'd have given them the chance, they'd have given you the chance. You would have. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Gus in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Gus, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard today that Governor Whitmer, Governor of Michigan, declared that there will be no use of the drugs that have been experimented with in France and other places to stop and get rid of the virus that's taking hold of our country and the world.
Yeah, you can't exercise your free will and take a drug that you deem might be helpful to you without the government's permission, of course.
Yeah, and she said it's going to be illegal to do that, and it's illegal for any doctor to prescribe that drug.
Wow.
Is that constitutional? Is that
well, it doesn't matter, see, because they do whatever they want to do. And you're not going to do anything about it.
These politicians currently are just wiping their butt with the Constitution, and they have been for quite some time.
Well, remember old George Bush II, he said the Constitution was just a GD piece of paper.
I mean, that's a scientific fact. All the Constitution really is words written down on a piece of paper. It has no power. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't stop anything. It doesn't authorize anything. It literally is just ink on paper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do about it? That's the real question.
Yeah. Can the federal government overrule her and make that drug available in Michigan?
Yeah, I guess in theory, the federal government can also do whatever it wants to do.
The real question is why does government need to give permission for a drug to, you know, why aren't doctors making these decisions instead of government?
Right.
Here's what I'd recommend. Check out the Darknet. I don't know what this particular drug is called, but there may be people who are offering that drug available on the dark web, various different markets such as, I believe, Empire Market, Yellow Brick Road. If you go to dark.fail, when you get on the Tor browser, that'll give you the current onion URLs. It does take some research, a little bit of a learning curve, but that may be a way to get your hands on some of these prohibited drugs, which of course will make you a criminal, but it might also save your life if that is indeed what these drugs do. And I'm not saying they will. I don't know anything about them, but it's up to you. It's your body. You should be able to decide what to do with it. Thank you, Gus, for the call tonight.
I prefer to be a living so-called criminal than a dead, you know, guy who obeys.
Yeah, absolutely true. And also, if you're just a buyer on the dark web, it's pretty low risk. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing
energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in. Toll free number here for you, 855-450-FREE, and we're doing the live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Also, want to say thank you to Chris Cowan, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Chris contributes to our AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here and help us get on more radio stations around the United States, get more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, because, well, there just really isn't another show doing that at the level that this show is. I wish I could say there was, but there's not. So if you want to help us out, go to amp.freetalklive.com and do what Chris did. Join up. He's a silver amplifier, meaning he does $5 a month. That is the standard amp level. You can do more if you want, but you get access to some perks. Get some bennies for being a Free Talk Live amplifier, like access to the amp discussion rooms on our chat server, on our Discord. We've also got some other perks that you can learn about over at amp.freetalklive.com. PayPal, credit card, Bitcoin, BTC. You can use any of those payment methods. And we sure do appreciate it. So thanks, Chris, and to all of our other amplifiers. And those who've amplified in the past, we'd love to have you back. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then more on the checkpoints that should be popping up very soon on the borders of the state of Florida. And maybe, because remember, a lot of these state governments like to watch each other and see, ooh, they got away with checkpoints.
Politician see, politician do.
We should do checkpoints, too.
Monkey dance.
Safety. Let's talk to, what do we got here? Jill is on the line in Richmond, Virginia, listening to WNTW. Hello, Jill.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Jill.
I accepted that you have no right to put your germs into another person's body. But the Defense Production Act was always unconstitutional
what act?
Well, that's what they call it now. I don't know. It's some kind of Defense Production Act or something like that, under which it seems that Donald Trump thinks he can order GM to make those other machines. What?
Right. Yeah. That's the thing where
the government have the right to tell a company what machines it has to make. That's a violation of property rights and of the 13th Amendment.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah.
Jill, you're right. I had an article for Show Prep today about that very thing where
ordering them to make ventilators. Is that right?
Yeah, and the act that you're talking about, in if I remember correctly, was only supposed to be able to be enacted during, we'll call it, congressionally approved wartime.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact
that's not happening.
Which
it's
isn't now.
Temporary.
Yeah.
It's always for one limited purpose, until they get their foot in the door. And,
yep.
And then one
I love this lady, man.
One
you're a feisty.
Be all right, but then when she was on the other foot, they won't like it so much. This is
called nationalizing an industry. And in countries like Venezuela, where they're known for just taking over industry, where the state comes in, takes a productive business, just takes everything, takes the factory, grabs it all for the socialist state. They're doing the same thing in the United States, but as you pointed out, oh, well, it's only temporary. Well, you know, if these people at GM feel like they want to make ventilators because they want to help or be seen as helping, they will likely change and do that voluntarily.
Which apparently they were doing. They were making these ventilators, but the president for some reason didn't like how many or how fast or whatever, something about it, so he decided he was going to order them.
Yeah.
You know what else? Ayn Rand said that those laws she invented in Atlas Shrugged were already on the books already. But apparently they just hadn't dared to do all that much with them. But when they get
all these state governments have what are called states of emergency statutes. But basically they just throw out whatever remnants of the Constitution they'd had, and they just do whatever it is they want to do. Because most people, if they are afraid, will allow the government to do anything. And that's what we're seeing happen here, where people are just, you know, their rights have completely been trampled on by this COVID-19 situation, which I'm still not convinced is any more deadly than the common flu. I just don't buy the claims from the governments.
Yeah.
I don't buy these numbers, and I understand people are freaked out, but I don't know if there's really any rationale for this at all.
You can make a case maybe for some quarantine for a while, but that's it. I mean, telling companies what they got to make and what they have to do, that's going over the line.
Great call, Jill. Thank you,
thank you, Jill, for
making. We'd love to hear more from you in the future. She's
great. Please call more regularly, Jill. You're awesome.
I like a feisty older lady, man. They're fun. You know, you don't hear libertarian viewpoints coming out of women's mouths very often, so it's nice to hear it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Pat in Northern Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Pat, the Green Wolverine, calling in from the Great White North.
All right, Pat, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been off the grid and under the table for better than half my life.
Excellent.
And I have had the government steal pretty much my soul. Yeah, I don't think that the captain there is afraid of the green air that comes out of the inner tube, so I would beg him to punch up the interstate commerce law.
Yeah.
I've got a couple points to make, and this will come up pertinent later in the show. What I called in about is we do have checkpoints on the Michigan-Ohio line.
Really?
And
Are these new?
Well, you know, they're right on the I-75 corridor, the main trunk going down to Florida there.
But are they new, or have they been there for a while?
No, these are new. But my daughter just moved back here from Arizona about 6 months ago, and they had checkpoints out there with ice all on the highways. You never knew where they were going to be.
So when did they install these checkpoints?
I believe this is probably in the last week.
And who is running them? Is it the state of Michigan or Ohio?
I would believe it's Michigan because Ohio is more infected.
Okay. And what are they doing at these checkpoints? Are they stopping all traffic?
I don't know. I don't know, son. I'm like 300 miles north. I haven't been down to the Ohio
line.
So
you were told by this by your daughter about this?
No, I was told by my son. He plays with the inner tube more than I do. But
Interesting.
There was a time in history where there was a war between Ohio and Michigan. Most of your listeners probably aren't even aware of this. Yeah, the Ohio-Michigan border war. There's a place called Maybe Michigan because every 3 months it changed. It might be Michigan, it might be Ohio. Maybe, we don't know.
I've heard of this place. That's the first time I've heard anybody bring it up in a long time, but go on.
But, what I'm calling in on is how the law stole my life. About 20 years ago, I was convicted of a misdemeanor CSC. And
what's
I'm sure
that?
All
what's
your listeners
CSC?
Are going to say, criminal sexual conduct.
Okay.
Okay, so my crime was I snapped a teenager's waistband and made a joke about her hair color.
All and right? you were, this was 20 years ago, so how old were you at the 20, time?
20, I was about 40.
Okay.
But it's neither here nor there. It was a bad drunk decision. I mean, if I had had it take back, Lord knows I'd do it.
Right.
But, so they stole 10 years from my life right there, put me on probation and all this.
For a misdemeanor?
Well, for a misdemeanor. Oh, and it gets even better, dude. It gets
I'm
way
sure it
better.
Does, but you got to keep it to less than a minute, so go ahead.
All right. Well, they on the ninth month, in the ninth year, the 11th month, they sent me a piece of paper saying they were going to extend my probation by 15 years.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, bang, dude. So, this is right during the Obama glut. I couldn't, you couldn't dig up a dollar if you knew where it was buried. Right? I'm a carpenter. The gas boom was going on, so I headed out for the West. And I built houses and made, man camps and all that kind of stuff. And, I come to find, I smelled the law on my tail.
Mm-hmm.
And before I had left, my ex-wife, never trust your ex-wife, had told me that Montana did not have a residency or a registration for misdemeanor offenses.
She lied to you.
So I was in North Dakota, so I bounced across the Montana line. I worked there for 6-8 months. Finally, evidently come to pass, this is a Montana convention.
You got to wrap this up in 20 seconds, man. I'm sorry, I know it's your life story.
They threw me in federal prison for a year. I lost two trucks, all my tools, thousands of dollars in gold.
All of this from snapping somebody's
underwear. And they finally gave me a felony, which they've been trying to hang around my neck for 50 freaking years.
Pat, I want to thank you for calling to share that story. I wish we could hear more about it, but we got a lot of calls here waiting. We're going to get to them. Thank you for calling, and I know that you've called before, so I'm sure we'll hear from you again. I appreciate it, man. Sorry to hear about that, and it's not uncommon that these people have done very little, have been punished to the maximum extreme, as though it's going to make some
you
sort
get
of
caught up in the churn.
Yep. Hour number two's next. You can join us here live Saturday edition Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. sales.freetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.